Welcome back to the Extension Experience Podcast. I'm Dana Zook. This week, the podcast is recording from the Oklahoma Youth Expo, where I spoke with several contestants at OYE. For those of you who aren't from Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Youth Expo, or OYE as we call it here, is the largest junior livestock show in the world. Kids from all over the state come to OYE to showcase their 4-H and FFA projects that they have worked on for often many months prior to this time. Most come to show livestock, but others compete in skill-a-thons, showmanship, ag mechanics projects, and so much more. This week, I spoke with youth that had a unique story to tell, and I hope you enjoy these interviews as much as I enjoyed talking with these kids. The first interview I had was with Addison Williams, a first-time swine showman from Chickasha, Oklahoma, who had a lot of success this first year of showing. We have Addison Williams here at the Oklahoma Youth Expo, and she just got done showing her pigs. Addison, tell me what school you represent.
I'm representing Chickasha.
So you've showed your pigs the last couple days. Tell me what breeds you have.
I have a Duroc Gilt and I have a Hampshire Gilt.
How many years have you been showing?
This is my first year.
Your first year. Okay, so how did you decide on this project?
We first got sent home our first day of ag class with a paper talking about different agriculture projects we can do, and I chose to show pigs.
Why did you decide to do pigs? Because there's a lot of other species and a lot of actually other contests at OYE. So why pigs in particular?
I don't quite know. I guess it's kind of more the most, say, cost acceptable.
Right. That's a great answer. It's a good place to start.
Yes.
So I'm sure that you had some people that helped you along the way. Who are some of those people?
James Cyphers, Dakota Williams, Colby Schmidt, and Miss Schmidt.
Okay. Who got you down here? What about those people?
My mom and dad, Daniel Williams and Chad Williams.
Okay. Were they really excited when you came home and you said, hey, I want to show some pigs?
No, they were not. It was more of a, well, how are you going to show pigs?
Yeah, well, your parents probably knew you had some excellent help in your ag classroom, so that's really great. Since you've been kind of through some showing so far, what do you like about it?
I really like the people, and everybody is so helpful and so nice, and it's really just laid back.
I assume that this project has taken a little bit of your time, so tell me a little bit about the pigs.
So I got them in November of 2023, and when I first got them, my hamp had gotten mites and staff at the same time, so that was a long way to come, and I had no idea what I was doing. So at the first few jackpots, I really didn't do very well. Over the time, I found James Cyphers, and he really helped me get them in shape and get them to where they need to be, and I ended up winning the Walters jackpot for Walters FFA, and then I placed at county and district as breed champion with both my pigs, and then I'm now at OYE placing in third overall with Grand Hampshire.
Yeah, and I just saw you show that gilt, and you did an excellent job. Was it kind of a, what was it, what did it feel like to get third?
It was really nice. Nobody, I think, expected it to go that far and go as far as we did, and I was really just surprised to make it up the hill.
It probably is kind of an exhilarating experience.
Yes, it is. It was something.
Yeah. I know. I saw the big smile on your face. That told it all. What has been the best part about OYE so far?
I think really just the excitement from making it that far and knowing that all my hard work has paid off so far.
Maybe gives you a little confidence for the future.
Yes.
So what are your plans for the future, Addison?
I'm going to end up selling these two as breeding gilts and getting pig of the litter from both of them. And I plan on having 4 pigs next year, 2 Berras, 2 Gilts, and I want a Hamp, Duroc, York, and Chester.
Wow, big plans.
Yes.
Well, good luck, Addison. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy that interview with Addison. Thanks to Addison and her mom for taking the time to speak with me. Listeners, stay tuned for our next episode where I interview 2 fitting teams from Kingfisher County. Good luck to all the contestants at OYE this week, and we will catch you next time.